Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña misplays the ball. That's an error on Peña. Eddie Casco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Casco hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Justy reaches second base with a double. Bateman scores. Casco goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Bertel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Peña moves to third. 1 out. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burdette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. John Bateman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a pop-up towards the mound. Burdett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peña fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Gabrielson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Broglio now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Justy hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Casco. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Peña applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spangler is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch runs for Dick Bertel. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Jim Owens now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to home to get Altman. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owens is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Owens covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.